We'd always, after we got bigger, babies were delivered in the homes. See, the doctors came to the house and delivered the baby. Well, after we got big enough that we'd be up and stirring, maybe, we'd be sent off to spend the night somewhere. I spent the night at my great-grandmother's the night before Rocky was born. Because I was supposed to take a violin lesson the next morning, and I went up there and told the violin teacher that I was sorry I couldn't take my lesson that day, and he was giving a young woman a lesson. She was up there, and she was embarrassed to death because I mentioned that my mother had had a baby. But now everything's talked about.
Did they always have doctors, or did they ever have...
Well, my mother always had a doctor. They had midwives, but and most of the Negroes had midwives. But all the people in our family had a doctor, and the doctor looked after them. Well, we didn't know anything about it. But Mama never had her blood pressure taken. She had 6 children. And nobody ever took her blood pressure until she was in her 50s. First time, and she was had high, real high blood pressure. And the doctor said that he thought 200 was normal for her. Because if she got below 200, she didn't feel good. Dick Williams was the doctor here that helped her. Oh, I mean, women either had babies or they didn't have babies, I reckon. You were lucky if you had them. I mean, you know, and they do it all right.
We talk about the little girls like to dress up like their mothers. They like to carry around their mothers'
pocketbook. Mama would always have, Amy and Annie, the two aunts who lived with us. They'd have old things like that, that were in a different place, and we could get those things and play with them.
What would you call something that's smaller than you might put in your pocketbook that you would keep your clothes?
Change purse.
And let's see, or a girl might like to put on her mother's
bracelet.
Or around her neck, she might put
A necklace or beads, or depends on what it was. You had necklaces, beads, and things like that. I never did wear much jewelry.
We're talking about
and music. Earrings. I never did even put earrings on when I was playing, lady.
I don't think I would want to have worn those things. They just don't look comfortable to me.
Well, people have their ears pierced and they don't even know they have them on.
I guess so. Well, you know, frequently women, their ears get infected.
I know, but that's not if you have a doctor do it. I have a friend, she's come back here to live. She was Elizabeth Keenan, her father was a doctor. She's Mrs. Buchanan now. And when she was in high school, she inherited some diamond earrings from her grandmother, and they were perfectly beautiful. Sure enough diamonds, I mean to tell you, they weren't little chips. And she said her father wouldn't let her wear them unless she'd consent to have her ears pierced. So he pierced her ears for her when she got up in high school, so she could wear those earrings, and I guess she still wears them. They were gorgeous stones. I didn't blame him for not wanting her to put them on with screw on, because they were too big for the screws to hold.
You're talking about men in suits. Remember, instead of wearing belts, men used to wear...
suspenders.
Did they ever call those anything?
Galluses? Mm-hmm. Yeah, galluses.
That's a term you don't hear very much anymore, gallus.
I hadn't heard it. It's the one that I could remember, but galluses and suspenders. And men look so ugly with suspenders on without their coats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see all
that. I was glad when belts got stylish, because they look so much nicer if you don't have a coat on.
The only time...
But suspenders are...